Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Guthrie County Engineer Josh Seaburn.
What things with the Secondary Roads Department have you guys done over the summer?
We've done a lot of things over the summer. We had a plan coming out of spring. We were looking to do a lot of pipes, several construction projects, and then spring hit and we hit those real heavy big rains. And that changed our game plan. We had a lot of washing on the gravel roads, and we re-geared and kind of retooled and devoted some resources to regrading roads. And that's something that we are going to continue to do going into the future, is reshaping of roads and really working on those shoulders and getting a good cross section of the gravel roads so they drain the way they're supposed to, have good crown, nice shoulders, and able to get some good material on them as well. And all of those things just make for a lot better road. So you can look to see a lot more of that in the future from us.
And what kind of projects over the summer were you guys able to complete with any road work and bridge work?
We still have some going, actually. Normally, most projects are wound up by now, but we have an asphalt paving project. The asphalt portion has just been completed and still working through some wrinkles with shouldering, but getting that done. And got a bridge project north of Guthrie Center that's still ongoing, and that's going well. We've had several larger and deeper culverts we were able to tackle this year, and it was a good, productive year. It really was. And when the rains turned off in July or so, didn't have any rain days, so we're able to make hay when the sun shining, kind of thing.
All right, and kind of getting ready to go into winter, we're at the end of fall here just a little bit. What are some of the big things that you do to prepare for that?
We have a ample supply of salt. We got a good stockpile of sand as well. We usually start to make a slow transition in the digging, taper off the digging, and start buttoning trucks up for plows. As a reminder, I had a memory pop up. It was a couple weeks ago now. 2 years ago, we had a good snow. So it's something that we have to be prepared for. We've been blessed this fall with some good weather, but it's something that we have to be ready for. We can't wait till the last minute. It's something we have to prepare for. Another thing I would mention with fall is washboards. I know a lot of people are frustrated with them, and as are we. We are as well. We don't like to see them, and we're struggling with them. It's been such a dry year that the gravel roads are quite washboardy. They're rather rough, and we're aware of that. The challenge is, to just say, well, cut them out. Well, that generates more loose material, and then all that loose material just further makes the washboards worse. So the grader operators windrow it through the summer, and they continue to windrow that loose material, trying to combat the washboards. And that generates some pretty big windrows on the side of the road. We see that, we realize that. It's something that we're working through. And then the problem with fall is we have to reduce those windrows and lose those over the roadway to minimize the loss of gravel through winter and snow plowing operations. The cost of gravel and rock is going astronomically high, so we have to be cautious as we can. So we're trying to do a variety of different things to keep the washboards down while still trying to lose the windrow. So it's a delicate balance. Please be patient with the operators. They are doing the best they can, given the conditions of the roads. It's really challenging for us in this really dry weather. We're going to need a series of rains to be able to fix some of the stuff.
And, once we kind of get into the winter months, what are some of the things you guys do there? When do you start heading out and blading if need be and putting material down?
For winter operations, for a snow event, we typically operate 5 to 5, so 5 in the morning till 5 in the evening with major events. So if there's an overnight event, you will not see us until 5 in the morning. That's when we first go out. And motor graders, snow plows, just weather dependent when we go. And all depends on the storm. If it's going to be a cold storm, we typically don't put material down and let the snow blow over the road. There's there's a variety of methods that we pick and choose, and each storm is unique. So we can't operate just on a standard procedure because each storm's unique. They just are, and it's quite a thing to really see.
So getting ready for that, it's kind of just you guys are doing what you can, doing your jobs, and getting where you can when you can.
Yep, that's the winter operations. We have just some designated routes. The motor grader operators mix up their routes so the same person isn't last every time and try to address those as quickly as we can. And sometimes if we get a real bad blizzard, a storm, a major storm, it's possible we're not going to get to you on day one. We make every effort and try as much as we can, but sometimes we may not be able to. It's just the volume of roads, and if we're all plugged up countywide, it can be a challenge. So yeah, I just caution people on that, and be patient. We're coming. If you don't hear from us or see us, by all means, give us a call, and we'll let you know.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.